Robots are taking over the world. Thirsty? Drink some water. This is Chalk My Back.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it came up. It just came to me. Let's all address the elephant in the room. Hey guys, welcome back, by the way.
Sorry about the audio last week.
You know what? Sometimes things happen, and that was a test in resiliency on our part, and I think we passed.
I think so.
Yep. We didn't do anything. We tried, but better to keep up a podcast that had some bumps and bruises as opposed to not putting up anything at all. So,
thank you all so much for listening.
We had the same amount of listeners, which is, you know.
Yeah, our core followers are still sticking around, dude. They love us. Or maybe they just, I don't know.
Has anybody reached out to us about the anime titties sticker?
Not yet. Not yet. No one has found the supposed fabled sticker at Pod yet, so offer still stands, but no one has come forth to show us where it is.
I'm thinking Anas took it back.
Maybe.
No, I can take a picture of it. I'll post it.
Nice.
No, then you're gonna win the prize, and that's not fair. Well, you can't win your own prize.
It's been 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we didn't put a time frame. I mean, technically only 1 week, because last week we were, we had the issue.
Yeah, last week the audio went through a tornado.
Yeah, people were probably distraught emotionally, so they were probably thinking, like, even Buddy agrees. You can hear him in the background barking.
Yeah.
I think he found a possum, and he's been barking
possum
at him.
Possum or a cat? Either or.
Yeah, but, we got to give him another week. Last week the audio... They were just emotionally distraught because of it, and they couldn't function. So we'll give them another week.
Okay.
At the end of this week, then Anas, you can claim your own prize. How about that?
Okay. What was the prize again?
I think you were going to hug somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm going to hug myself.
Or sit on their face. I think you were going to spot them on bench.
Yeah, you're going to toss them like a shirt or something. I don't know. You're going to hug them and, like, spot them on bench. And
if we offered a shirt, I bet you like, we'd have got some pictures.
All right. Sick. So, yeah, there you go. We'll toss that out there.
We'll give you a McDonald's gift card.
Yeah, but we won't tell you how much is on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there we go. There is the prize. So... yeah, as I was telling Anas earlier, there was this really famous weightlifter in USAW that was kind of like the golden boy of weightlifting, like the early to mid 2000s.
Joey Wynn?
Yeah, Joey Wynn. Yeah. Now he's out in Roswell chasing aliens.
Hey man, you can put his name out there. It's fine. It's
just are we going to say names about this Russian weightlifter?
No, actually, it wasn't. He's Russian. Not Russian. Yeah. So, yes.
You don't say.
Yeah. So, I was perusing the USADA world because this guy's a USAW weightlifter.
Interesting.
So
okay.
He popped for Staznol and Grostanolone. I'm probably really butchering those drugs, but... yeah, so he competed.
Are those steroids, I'm assuming?
Yeah, they're like metabolites of the big steroids. But he popped and he got suspended. So I was like, I want to go check out the USADA, sanctions list and see who else is like popped and who else isn't clean. And yeah, this list is huge, dude. Like, this is crazy. And just perusing through some of them. Some of them are pretty funny. Like, there's another weightlifter that got popped for cocaine and methamphetamine. Oh, got a one-year suspension.
If you're gonna get popped for a drug, it might as well be performance enhancing. I don't know how cocaine and meth are gonna help you perform better in the gym.
Those are just illegal drugs.
Those are just illegal.
Scrolling down, like, you know, you'll see your typical things, you know, anabolics, you know, all these compounds ending in all and all. Those are like all your steroids. There's like STARMS and all this stuff. But then, like, you'll scroll down, like, there was a guy that got popped in MMA for cocaine.
Nice. I think there must be a common theme. Is cocaine like a drug that helps you in some way in recovery?
I don't know. And then, like, there's a BJJ guy that got popped for fentanyl, which is like you don't mess with fentanyl. Like, what in the world?
And explain, like, I'm five. What is fentanyl? What's the repercussion of fentanyl?
So, like, that's like a super, super potent, like, painkiller. Like, you really only get, like, prescribed that if, like, you're, like, dying. Like, if you're terminal. So, like, yeah. Fentanyl, like, you can OD on fentanyl.
Like, oh, well. Yeah. Damn. You can OD on cocaine, too, apparently.
Yeah, and this guy that got popped, that's what he also had in his system. He had fentanyl and cocaine. And he got also, 6 months suspension. For those listening,
this was the play on words when I said it, thirsty, get some water, just in case it wasn't clear enough. It may have gone over some people's heads, is what I'm trying to say. So
yeah. But
So how many of those drugs are you on, Josh?
I mean, Fairlife and Fairlife. Raising Cane's doesn't put HGH and Clen in their chicken and their cows, as far as Clen. I know.
Oh shit!
Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But it's just, yeah, it's kind of neat. Like, you hear about all these other countries getting popped and athletes getting suspended and all this, and you're like, oh, it never happens in the U.S. And it's like, this list says otherwise. I mean, it's pretty extensive, so I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. That was so all U.S. list, athletes.
What's up?
You said on the list they have their emails as well? Like, he can contact them if you want?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that was the other joke. So it's not on the USADA list, but I was telling Anas before Abe jumped in, like, Abe, have you ever visited the USAPL, like, failed drug test part of, like, their website? You know how it's just in, like, an Excel spreadsheet?
Exactly. And,
like, they pretty much just put people on blast.
Yes. You know?
Okay. Yes. Well, like,
I think we did it on the podcast, like, a few episodes. Anyways, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
We probably did, but they also have their RTP put up, which is their registered testing pool. So this is their pool of, like, people, like, that they out of meat test, or, like, that are, like, in their system to, like, drug test whenever they feel like drug testing them, right?
Yeah.
And it has their name, it has, like, where they get tested, and it has an email right next to it. And it's all put in an Excel spreadsheet as well. And I'm like, I was wait a second.
You could harass these people if you want to.
Well, yeah, exactly. But you didn't hear it from us. But, yeah, so I was, like, looking at it, and I was like, oh, look, Ray Williams. And, like, his email's right next to it. And it's like, I wonder if I click the hyperlink, like, it'll pop up. And I clicked it, his Yahoo thing, and it popped up in his little circular picture. No. Was him. I was like, oh, dang.
Oh, my God. That's
probably not good.
Why are they just doxing all of their athletes? What the hell? That's so trippy. You found that by accident?
Yeah, because, like, I was checking the anti-doping, like, whatever on the USADA form. So, you know, sometimes I'll look at the USAPL one for fun, too, just to see, like, you know,
who. Well, it won't be there anymore, right?
What do you mean? What won't be there anymore?
USAPL is not going to use USADA anymore, right? So they're going to They're going to use Quest Diagnostics.
Yeah, Quest. But yeah, if you, and you didn't get this from me, but like if you do it, like right now, if you go to their website and you go to anti-doping, it's the second link, dude. I'm not Josh, even joking. No.
Why are you giving everybody this power right now? Hey, man. I mean, it's, like, it's you, like Josh website. Said, you didn't hear nothing.
You didn't hear nothing. Like, nothing. Like, dude, it's hilarious. Like, so all
if you want to get some extra training advice from Ray Williams himself, you can just, send your like send him just your recordings of your videos to him via email. Hey, what do you think about the squat?
Send him some memes.
Oh, shit. Hey, Ray, I really thought you'd get a kick out of it. What was that meme you were saying? The car salesman one from like 2010?
Car salesman? Yeah. 2010, yeah. You slapped the top of the roof of the car.
Yeah, you used to send that to Ray. I think he would get a kick out of it. How'd you get this email, man? Quit bothering me. Hey, Ray, what do you think about this one?
Like, don't worry about that. Like, can I get some Ray, answers from you?
Yeah, I can't tell you. They told me not to tell you.
So that's a
list that exists for some. Probably a good reason. I don't even know what's the point of having everybody on that list if not just to public shame them. Like,
yeah, I don't know what the reason is to dox people.
Keep it on your hard drive. Don't put it out there for a shared like cell file. The hell?
You know, I honestly just found it by accident. So, you know, don't go harass USAPL people. But yeah, it's up there for.
If you get popped, you deserve it. Let
people harass you. Whoa, and us? Okay, talk about that. Man. How do you feel? How do you really feel?
About cheaters? Yeah, they should get harassed.
Do you hate people who do steroids? You hate people who... I mean, known a few people in us. You and I both know that all three of us know the same people who have gotten popped. You hate these people in us? You want to put them on blast?
Get popped, so they're cheating. are they cheaters? Yeah, if they're cheaters, they deserve it. Yeah, they can get some.
Jeez. You can get some harassment. Is there a justifiable reason that somebody would be doing an extra credit item that was on the USADA list that they shouldn't have been doing? Like, what if it was like a antihistamine or something, or if it was like a nasal spray?
My nasal spray
accidentally had cocaine in it. You know, something like that.
So the thing is, like on the USADA page, they're pretty cut and dry. They usually just put what it is, like that the person got caught with. But some of them, they don't say. So like some of them are really like vague. Like it just says like non-analytical, or just says like it says like tampering, or it says like. Yeah, it just says refusal to do test or whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it doesn't. I know Anas wants to shame people, which is dope. I mean, I'm all for
it. Yeah, I'll do some more. What was the name of that Canadian lifter? What was the name of the Canadian powerlifter? The heavyweight, super heavyweight, heavyweight.
Let me finish my point. Let me finish my point before Anas starts bullying people.
Let me shame some more people, man. I can't wait.
I know you're talking about. Yeah.
What I'm saying is that if there are people on this list and it doesn't even identify whether they were doing, like, it doesn't. Does it say what drug in particular they were using for everybody?
It does for most people, but not everybody.
So then, Anas, you can't shame the people who it doesn't say what drug they were taking.
Okay, I can shame the ones who have like what they took.
Yes, like, except for the methamphetamine one.
But
I don't really blame them. I mean, they're probably just trying to have some fun. They're not really trying to perform. They're just I don't think they care about weightlifting or powerlifting or whatever it is. They just want to have some fun, man.
Yeah. See, the thing is, though,
some meth.
Yeah, the thing that I think, though, is, like, the ones that just want to have fun are the ones that get popped with, like, cannabinoids, cocaine, meth. Like, those are the guys that want to have
honestly,
fun.
Honestly, yeah, you that could have just been a bad for a different reason, though.
You can email them for a different reason.
Yeah, like, what reason?
Definitely, yeah.
Maybe they can be your plug. I don't know.
Oh shit! Yeah. Can I get some fucking whatever? What did you say it was, Josh? Benzoate? Fenzel?
Yeah,
like no, the ones who pop for cocaine and like the ones who pop for
for weed.
just email them.
Stand strong, brother. Hey, by the way, can I get some meth? But,
yeah.
Like I know you got popped, but like low key though, drop the plug. Like I want to have some fun too.
Who's your coach, Winky Face? There you go.
Hey man, sometimes you can take a pre-workout and it accidentally has some cocaine and some meth.
Yeah.
What was that pre-workout you're taking?
Yeah.
Mesomorph. Not a sponsor.
Or Jack. That was what's his face?
Jack 3D, some shit like that.
Yeah, the original
formula.
Yeah, that was Jesse Norris, right?
Had stem cells. Jesse Norris.
Whenever he worked at bodybuilding, he worked at bodybuilding.com.
Yeah. He did work at bodybuilding.com.
Then he gets popped. I was like, bro, like really? Like come on, man. Bro,
every athlete from bodybuilding.com, every athlete takes steroids, dog. Come on. We all take steroids.
Oh hell yeah, here we go. Let's get canceled. Let's do it.
Let's go back to calling people out. What was the name of the Canadian lifter who got popped for like a cocktail of steroids? And it was like, yeah, it's my Canadian protein.
You're looking for Mr. Branton. Josh, Kelly Branton.
Yeah, Kelly. Oh my God. That's so funny. It's like, yeah, it's because I got popped. My protein was contaminated.
Was he contaminated with the Great White North? Is that the big dude?
Yeah, that was him.
What happened to him? He's still on Instagram? He disappeared.
He disappeared? I don't know.
Dude, he did a cocktail of drugs. What did you just come back from that?
So funny. He had no comeback, too. Like, he tried to blame my Canadian protein. Everyone was looking at him. I was like, come on, man. Like, have a better excuse.
You had the only batch that had all that stuff in it?
Yeah. I thought it was funny because I think the first excuse was protein. And the second excuse was his meat or something. He had like a meat sponsor as you know, Raven some Canes. Some people. Yeah, something like that. And he's like, oh no, I ate like tainted steak or something like that.
They don't have Walmart in Canada, right?
No.
They don't have Walmart. Okay, never mind.
Meat provider. And the one meat provider, they double as a butcher and a pharmacy, so sometimes you may mix up the meat with drugs. So, it's Canada. What are you gonna do?
You might get the GMO, steak instead of the organic,
Whoops! I squatted 900 pounds.
If his excuse was like, "Oh, I got a steak from Walmart and it was contaminated," like it would have made sense. Like everyone would have believed them. okay.
Funny
thing is though too, right, is there was a article done about an Olympic, I want to say she was like a track and field athlete, and maybe you guys heard of this, but she stated that like she popped because like she ate like a burrito from like a Mexican taco truck.
And golly, she said, is that how it works?
What did she pop for?
What is it?
I don't know. I don't think the media like said what it was, but they just like she did pop though. But yeah, that was her alibi. Was like, oh, I went to this taco truck and they gave me like pork that had.
Do you know how many steroid tacos you would have to eat to get the equivalent performance enhancing benefit?
Yeah.
Do you know how many you would have to eat to get the same equivalent of like pinning it or like, because it doesn't like the amount of I think was it like the bioavailability like taking orally is not going to be like, I can't believe people still use this as an excuse like, oh, I accidentally ate a steroid steak. It's like, dog, you didn't eat like 10 steaks before the meet. Like, it's weird, dude. It's so weird.
Yeah, so it's just like, come on, you couldn't have found like a better like alibi. Like, you didn't have a PR team that could have cleaned that up for you, especially
how does a steak get contaminated? I don't get it. Like, do they make them in a lab? Like, what is it?
Tell me. I want you to tell me, Anas. How does a steak get contaminated? Tell me. I'm curious what your imagination can come up with.
I'm so confused. I don't know.
Maybe okay, a cow so is wanting to take it to the next level. Maybe a cow is getting bullied in the field and they want to do something about it. So they get on some shit.
So here's my theory, right? You know how, like, you know, like how we joke about GMO chicken, right? Like how they take the chickens and they, like, they feed them all this stuff and their breasts get, like, huge and you're like, oh yeah, I want that chicken. Well, somewhere off in the distant parts of wherever they do it for the chickens, it accidentally spills over into the cows.
Okay,
so
maybe a cow eats the chicken egg by accident and the, you know, yeah, osmosis. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Or they take the chicken, they kill the chicken, they feed the chicken to the cows that GMO.
Yeah. I've heard that. Yeah, you know, exactly.
So
by
property of osmosis, you know, the genetic enhancements of the chicken get passed into the cow, and the cow gets passed into you.
You know, you know how I heard Fairlife is actually made and how it has a higher protein content? I've heard that they actually get 7-time Mr. Olympia Ronnie Coleman to come and milk the cows himself, and that sometimes the milk... Sometimes the milk touches his hands and it drips off of his hands, and then just by virtue of osmosis, the milk becomes higher protein content. Yeah,
you get 30 G's per serving.
Yeah. Sometimes they get different bodybuilders, but, like, generally because their hands that they use to milk the cows, they're so full of steroids that just sometimes osmosis. Yeah, that's all you gotta say is osmosis. No, hey, why were you popped? Why were you popped for steroids? I went to the Arnold and I shook Ronnie's Flex Wheeler's hand and
it was coming through his hands and, you know.
Yeah, it's just secreting. It was like Spider-Man, it was the spider that bit Peter Parker. It was just like he pinched me and it came in my system.
And then as soon as I knew it, there was a water agent standing behind. I don't know, like, they set me up. Yeah, he goes, sir, please drop your pants.
Right here.
And he took it right here, yeah.
Can I at least go into the stall? No, sir.
No, sir.
Nope. I want to see it. I want to see that stream. Yeah. Yeah, you always hear about these stories of, like, people being, like, at their house and, like, the drug test agent comes, like, knocks on the door. I would just imagine, what kind of job? You think we can get, like, a volunteer, like, to go undercover and, like, knock on the athlete's doors and see them being like, ah, shit, like, damn it,
like undercover boss or something like that?
Yeah, like imagine we send you, Josh, we send you undercover, and we obviously you have to wear a disguise because they're gonna recognize you. Your voice, you have to change your voice. They're like, oh, look at that ass, look at those noggins.
Crap, need some baggier pants. You know, the trench coat.
You walk into the house, you have to, like, back up into the house, and it's like, beep. Anyways, enough. I'm not perpetuating this stereotype that Josh has a juicy ass.
No, that's fine. Keep going. I love it.
But no, yeah, imagine, like, if you go, you have a body camera, right? You knock on, like, Ray's door, and you're like, hey, Mr. Williams, just came here to collect your piss. I wonder what they say to the agents. Are they just like, come on, man, I just took my cycle. Not saying that Ray's on anything, obviously, but, you know. If he was.
Oh, man. Let me put my
needle. I think it's obvious. People are going to just, like, now people are going to, like, listen to this. It's like, oh, you heard what Abe said?
I never realized it before, but that guy could be right. No. I honestly don't think Ray Williams is on stuff. I do think that everybody is on
stuff. Who do you think is on drugs?
Yeah, who do you think? Let's go. Point them out. Call them out.
No, I'm not turning it. Y'all not getting me.
Hey, man, we're trying to get canceled. We're trying to get there canceled.
Y'all trying to get me shot is what y'all are trying to get.
No one's going to come over and see you. No, exactly. They're going to come out. They're going to come over and outbench you.
Yeah, but that's the most. They're going to cyberbully me. That's what's going to. They're going to hit me up on Instagram, DM me. Hey, motherfucker, don't talk about me being on stuff. All right, well,
how much do you bench?
Speaking of that, I don't.
What's up?
Oh, I did go to Metro today.
Oh, did that trigger your Metro PTSD?
You shook some people's hands.
Fort Worth. I shook some people's hands, and let's just say I did a little workout with a few people, and if we were the cows in the field, I was the only cow that didn't eat the chicken, if you know what I'm saying. Gosh, to use your example.
Yeah.
Ronnie Coleman didn't milk me, if that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you got milked by, you know, someone else other than Ronnie Coleman.
You milked me, Josh, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, there we go.
So I was at Metro, and I was like, damn, I was like, you know, I missed this to some extent. But also I was like, man, like, it is just like, it's exhausting being that intense and hardcore. I was like, damn. I was like, you know, doing shoulders with Rendy De La Cruz, the owner of Metroflex, and a few people. And Rendy's the greatest guy. He invited me out there because I hadn't seen him since COVID started. And, yeah. You know, it's been...
That was your first mistake, was doing a workout with them.
It was... No, Rendy's training style is crazy, though. Oh, my God. I felt so big. I felt so huge. We'll post a picture on the Instagram for everybody to see. I almost out-angled Rendy, except for his
forearms. Your arms are looking huge, dude.
His forearms are just huge, Doug, I'm saying.
I thought for a second you were on his arms.
I was like, no, that was just, you know me, Josh, fair life and canes. That's all I raise in canes.
There we go.
At the same time, I just make a chicken shake like Blaine Sumner, and I'm just, but it's all just raising canes and fair life.
Man, have you ever tried doing that, though?
A chicken shake?
Yeah.
Oh, no, have you?
Josh. So I've tried. No. I haven't done chicken, but I've done like other foods before.
Like, and what?
It's just disgusting. Like you know, like your typical like eggs or like oats, and like you try experimenting and putting things together and seeing what goes with what.
What? You put eggs and oats in a protein shake?
I tried it once, yeah.
Dog, that's pancake batter. That's not...
I didn't have time to make the cake.
You're just drinking crunch. Straight up raw dough, raw batter.
How thick was it? Oh, it was almost as thick as the nalgas. Like, it was...
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
It was bad. Like, I got maybe like halfway through it before I was like, all right, this is bad. Like,
I'm speechless. Pretty thick, man.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, you can't think of a better metaphor than that. Damn.
I think an hour later, like, yeah, coming out was like the worst part.
Oh, I bet it was like, solid. I bet that was dude.
I thought it would stay in from how thick it is.
Yeah, it's probably still in there, dog. I don't know. That was probably,
still sitting part in my intestine. Now. Yeah. Damn.
Have you seen that one guy? He's like, protein shakes are so bad for you. It takes them 3 years to digest. Have you seen that actor? It's like, he's like an Indian actor, and like, he was in an interview, and like, he was talking about protein shakes, and he was like, it takes 3 years to digest them. I was like, everyone was like,
yeah, 3 years, huh? Yeah, he said, don't even drink protein shakes. Yeah, don't do that. What did he say was a alternative or something? Was it like, I mean, was he vegan or something? I don't even know. It was like, what are you going to eat? He's like, protein is bad for you.
You can't.
Yeah.
Just have you chickens? Seen that, I don't know.
Since we're talking about memes, have y'all seen that Noel, whatever it is, Noel Diesel? And he did like it was like the beginning of the protein. It was like the beginning of a video. I'm butchering this, but anyways, it was the beginning of a video, and it was like, fuck your protein powder. And then it's like, it cuts off, and it's like somebody with like the protein tub near their crotch. Like, they're like fucking. Anyways, you had to be there. You had to be there.
That's creative. That's pretty good. Yeah.
So, training with Rendy, did shoulders, and like, it's just a bunch of like, just, you know, I'm not gonna say, I don't know, I'm not gonna speculate what their status was, but they were definitely in the game, if you know what I mean. And it was crazy because they were like, we did like five exercises, 20 reps each, and like five times, so it was like five supersets, just like boom, 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 like. Rear delt, pec deck, face pulls, side laterals, rear laterals, and machine seated press, And I was like, damn, man, like, Randy, you train like this how many times a week? And I left.
Every day.
To go get some, I guess some, yeah. Every day. I had left to go get brunch with Ulysses, and he was like, we're not done yet. I was like, damn. I said, well, I got to get brunch.
Yeah.
I got to.
My body's done.
Dude, at the third set, my arms were numb, like completely numb. Like I couldn't feel them.
That's Randy's warm up. That's how you know Randy's warmed up.
I was thinking to myself, I was just like, damn, you would get huge or you would die. It's like one of the other.
Just get a rhabdo, yeah. I remember one time I made the mistake of asking him what he does to get like pumped up quads, not even like big quads. It's like, what do you do to pump up your quads? And you know that like that old leg extension.
Oh, the sissy squat.
No. It's right next to the sissy squat. It's like...
It's on the chain, right?
You're talking about the leg, like the one with the leg extension one.
With the chains?
Yeah, the one with the bike chain, yeah.
With the bike chain, yeah.
Yeah.
The one that's falling apart. Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah, that one. He made me do that. But like, I thought like, I was like, okay, cool, yeah. So like, I go and do one set on it. And Randy comes over, he's like, no, you're not doing enough. He takes a little pin, brings it like halfway down the stack, dude. I'm like, Randy, how much is that? I don't know if I. He's like, don't worry about it. Just do it. And he's like, okay, cool. So like, I start repping it out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Randy, my legs are starting to hurt. He's like, oh yeah, brother. And he just keeps like dropping it. And
you already done?
Pin. Yeah. I'm like, oh, Randy, I just wanted to like know what you do. He's like, yeah, brother, you're doing it.
This is it.
Like, yeah. That's how he ropes you in.
Dude, that's exactly what happened today. We started at the middle pin of the the middle of the stack for every single exercise. And I didn't realize that the goal was to get to the bottom. I'm like,
that's
what?
The goal. Yeah.
I said, huh? And he was like, and then I was, it would like the exercise would be changing. Like one set we'd do like 20, the next we'd do like 10 negatives, and then like I'm like, what's happening? Like I'm like, Brendy, I can't do that. And I changed it, like I changed the weight lower, and he's like, he walked away and came back, and then he just put it back to where it was.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, like all right, my bad, I just made a mistake. Yeah. So that was fun. It was a good training. It was like an hour. Just an hour, and I was like dead. I was like, oh snap. But I told him, I was like, hey man, we have a podcast, Josh's podcast, and Austin and I are on it. We talk about stuff. He's like, oh hell yeah, I would definitely want to be on that. I was like, because I don't think a lot of people know Randy's story as well as we do, because we've talked to him, you know.
So many Randy stories, dude, like
so many. But I don't think they know his, I don't think they know how he came up, which is a really interesting story for a lot of people. And I don't want to tell it for him, you know, like how, how Metroflex got started.
He showed me pictures of how lean he used to be. Did he show y'all the pictures of him with like his mohawk and all that?
With the mohawk.
Yeah. I was like, what in the world? It's like, Randy, what is Remember this?
Wasn't that fake?
Was it?
Or is it real?
No.
When we have him on, we'll ask him. How about that?
Yeah, we'll ask him. We'll ask him.
Yeah. He was like, hell yeah, we could do it in my office. I was like, okay. All right. On the purple mattress.
Okay.
For those who don't know, the purple mattress is a reference to Randy's sex life. Just a heads up. Just in case. It's an inside joke, and I want to bring everybody else inside it.
Randy's going to cancel us, dude.
But that brings me to kind of the next
Christine's
point.
Christine's going
to
come chop your head off, dude.
I didn't say Christine.
Randy's going to come find you.
All right, let me say this. Training with Randy made me realize that, like, that's how I started training, was in gyms like Metro. Like, with people, like, the people who train at Metro, very like old school, like hardcore bodybuilding type, you know, and that was kind of how I got introduced into the strength and fitness world. But you know, recently I've become a little bit more entertained of the idea of getting the Juggernaut AI app, and I think we talked about it, we mentioned it a few times before, because you know, I was watching a YouTube video Brandon Campbell. I know it's like a polarizing person. Not a lot of people like him. I like him though. He was talking about his experiences with it, and I was like, let me try it. And so I downloaded the app. I used his discount code, and I was like, damn, this is really interesting. I've never had a robot coach before. I've only ever had a NAS. So I was like, let me see what this is about. I really want to see what the results of a few blocks could be. And I really want to fill everybody in, every other week or so, give you an update about how training is going and what the results of the app are. Cause it's really interesting. It just gives you your workout. And then each day that you upload your workout, it, I guess, takes that into account for what the next week's workout's going to be. So I can't see what my next week is going to be until I finish this week. And, kind of like a coach who's going to upload it, but it's all instantaneously. So robots taking over the world, I guess, man. What do y'all think about that?
So it keeps you updated a week at a time.
Yeah, like a day. Like, here's what you're doing today. And before you start, it gives you a questionnaire. Like, how do you feel? Like, a couple questions. How do you feel? Are you in pain? Like, do you feel like training? How was stressful? Like, how much sleep did you get? Did you get enough food? It asks you that each day. And then it gives you suggested, your suggested training day. And it gives you a range. For squats, it was 3 to 5 sets, but it'll give you 3 mandatory, at least 3, basically. But you could do 2 additional if you're so inclined. And I'm really curious how that's going to lend itself to results,
Yeah.
The auto regulation of it all.
Yeah. It sounds pretty advanced. Sounds pretty good.
I think their old one was remember the old AI, Journey AI? That wasn't too great. I think the thing since then actually improved. So yeah, we'll see.
I'll let you know. If I die, I'll just go back to Rendy. And
as long as you don't have 7x10 at 10. 7x10 on deadlifts, not RPE, seven to ten.
You can't put that into Excel. It doesn't work like that. Capacity. You've maxed out.
I can't. They can.
Oh, they can. They know what that is.
It's an app.
It's an app.
No, the robot, it's not Excel anymore. They can go past 15. Yeah, when Rendy told me 20 reps, I was like, Rendy, you can't. I'm like, put that into Excel, stupid.
Physically, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I said, Rendy, you're stupid.
Put that into Excel. He couldn't.
Put it in right now. Let me see.
At least he gave you a rep number. He didn't even tell me. He was just like, yeah, just go until you feel it. I'm like, feel it. What am I feeling? Yeah. Go.
What am I feeling?
Go. What am I doing? He's like, just go. Just keep going. Okay, my legs are starting to hurt. Hey, you're doing it right. We're gonna keep going. Okay.
Did he put his hand and assist you or no?
No.
He just let you do it yourself.
He just let me do it myself.
There was a few sets he assisted me on, and I'm like, because I was doing the seated military press, and we were doing reverse grip. It was crazy. But anyways, we were doing it. It was the machine, not the bar, and so. He sat, he puts the pin at the very bottom, full stack. And I was like, damn. He's like, do 20. I said, oh my God. I did 5. It was tough. And then, and then he's like 3 more. And then I could feel I didn't know how much he was helping me, but I could feel like he was helping me. And then I got to 11 and then I get halfway and then my arms give out and I just my arms fall, but the weight didn't fall. Yeah, I muted myself back then. But the weight didn't fall. So he was holding it. I was like, damn.
What the heck?
You were doing all that? He was basically doing his own set because he was helping me with mine.
Did he hold it with one arm? What did he hold it with?
He did. He was using one arm
to help me. Strong Rendy is. Full stack. He's just isometrically holding it with one arm.
Straight dad strength, man.
Yeah. Bro, you can't make that up.
What was really nice though is when I got there, he was like, hey man, how you doing? How's work? How's everything? How's this and how's Ruth? How's the guys? He was like, it was honestly so nice. He was just welcoming, and he was like, man, he's like, anytime you want to come, just let me know. I could tell he just genuinely wanted to catch up, which was really nice. It wasn't about training just to train. It was about he's like, did you get taller? Hell yeah.
Hey, man.
Listening to BTS. I want to say that was Josh.
No, that wasn't.
But I'm like, it don't matter. It don't. Hey, don't. It could have been anybody. Hey, it don't matter. Ghost. What matters is in the past, and I'm not gonna edit that out. So it's all right. It don't matter.
Yo,
don't matter.
Zencaster is cursed, man. Like,
oh yeah, that's what it was. Anything, blame the
software. My mic is doing this thing again.
Yeah.
Oh, where it plays music.
Yeah.
Where it's doing this crazy thing where I'm playing chess and I'm losing. Speaking of chess,
what's your ELO rating?
What is your ELO?
Man, I haven't been playing chess. I play chess as a guest now. I think I got to 1500 and I was like, okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm quitting. I don't want to lose it.
Oh, have you thought about doing competitive?
Oh no, I'm too bad. I suck to do competitive.
Well, so I was thinking about this, right? So what if you do like online chess and then follow me with this because I might lose you. So let's say you join a tournament, okay? And you have one screen pulled up. Okay, you have one screen and it's the tournament. Okay. Whatever the person moves, you have another screen pulled up and you're facing a computer. And so you move the same thing that they do. And then when the computer moves, you move. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Why can't you just do that? And it's called cheating.
You can definitely do that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why don't you do that and make your ELO high?
Make it high? What's the point?
What is ELO? I don't know what ELO is.
Like your ranking.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The higher you are, the more sponsors you get. The more money you get. Right?
Why don't you do that then?
Yeah.
You got it all figured out.
No, no one's going to believe I'm good at chess.
Why not?
No one can believe I'm good at chess. I'm not even that good at chess.
You're pretty well known for loving chess.
I like chess. I like playing chess from time to time.
You love chess, Super Mario World Maker, and burritos on Sunday.
I don't love it enough to learn about it and like actually get in depth. Like I don't even know any openings. I don't know anything.
I was gonna vouch for Nos and be like, I heard that like from the beginner to intermediate level is like okay, but then like once you start getting past that intermediate until where like you want to like be good at it, like the learning curve is really unforgiving because like you can get blasted by people that like, you know, that just have tons of experience on you like that.
Oh nice.
Yeah. So like my rank, what is it, my rating is like 1500 and like at the top it's like 2800 plus, so like I'm not even remotely close. Imagine having a 200 Wilks. Like imagine having like a 200 dots or whatever it is.
I do.
Gotcha.
Hey, okay, so check this out. I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna see what happens, okay? Remember we talked about Panther City and how if we hadn't mentioned it, probably a lot of people wouldn't have known about it. So check this out. I might have found another gym.
Another hidden jewel?
Another hidden jewel in the DFW area. Check it out. There's a gym not too far from me that I've noticed. It's kind of hidden. And the only reason I thought it was a gym is because it had a barbell. They have a barbell like mounted on the outside by the door, like an actual barbell, like an old barbell. I'm like, that's interesting. So I walked into the place. This was probably like 2 years ago, right? Like right when COVID hit. It was kind of like it was a private studio kind of feel. I was like, oh, this is kind of interesting, but I guess you need a membership. And I kind of left it at that. So recently, walking my dog, I walked by again because I had seen that they redid the sign. And I looked inside. I haven't gone in yet. Actually, I ran into the owner today. And I told him, I'm like, I want to come and I want to check it out. He's like, hell yeah, come on in. So check this out, 24/7 access. And I looked inside. It's really big, spacious, nice equipment. Okay. I don't know if it's comp equipment. I don't know what, I know they have barbells, obviously, but like, I don't know if it's just pound or kilo. So I'm going to go inside. I'm going to check it out. And if it pans out, we may bring them on the podcast we may open it up so that people know about it. Cause I don't think anybody knows about this place and it may be a contender to steal more people from AR.
So wait, you didn't like go inside the place? Like you just met the owner?
It was
and
you
just kind of seen that. Oh, okay.
So when I walked by with my dog, it was not closed, but the door was locked, and like I didn't want to like knock and like go through all that because it's key card access basically. And when I was having brunch today with Ulysses, I was sitting down and I saw somebody walk by and they had the name of the shirt. The shirt was like the name of the gym. And I was like, huh. I was like, hey, excuse me, do you train at that gym? He's like, I own it. I said, damn. I really want to come check it out. He's like, oh yeah. And it's like 2 minutes from my house.
It's within walking distance if you can walk buddy to it.
I won't go, but maybe some other people will. But you know, it is definitely within walking distance. But I'm gonna bring that back next week because I wanna go first, sure. Check it out. And see what the vibe is, and if they have kilo equipment and like Ohio Power bars, I tell you what, if people start going there, I think we should start selling advertisement on our podcast.
There we go. Just like episode space or something like that.
Yeah, just like, hey, you open a gym, we'll mention it for $10,000.
It only costs you your gym. Nice.
We'll be like Shark Tank. We'll be 30% stakeholders.
In case your gym gets big.
Yeah.
Starts,
AR is growing. The population of AR. I use AR as like the bowl where everybody is. Because people who go to Metro, they're not going to leave Metro. Well, they might, but they're not listening
to our podcast. They might eventually. Yeah. I was going to say... there's lots of gyms popping up in your area. Like so many.
Yeah, there's mine.
Like Noel's gym is pretty recent.
Yeah.
What is it? Panther City's pretty recent.
Yeah, the one in my backyard.
Yeah. All these places, all these like little small niche strength gyms like just pop up around your area.
There's actually another one too that's close by. That I've never gone to, but I'll probably go to just to see what they have. It seems more like they're all garage gyms, but like, it seems more like a bodybuilding type. I'm gonna check it out. Like when I went to Compound Athletics, that CrossFit box, and we'll have the owners on in a week or so.
Yeah.
When I walked in there, I was like, oh damn, like there's a lot of gyms around here. Like there's so many like specific gyms or like just general like strength training gyms. I'm like. You would never know. Like you'd walk by a place and not know that it's a gym based off just the name.
Yeah. Did you get a session in? Did you do some CrossFit?
At Compound Athletics? Nah, I was just talking to them the whole time. But they offered, but I was like, nah, I'm good.
They offered like, for you to do a CrossFit session?
Yeah, they're like, you want to come? Something like, nah, I'm good, thank you. I just ate.
Yeah, that would have brought you a whole nother world of pain doing that besides working with Randy.
I don't know, man. I think the whole preconception behind, CrossFit getting you hurt, I think that's just bad coaches. Every sport has a potential of injury if you do it poorly, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about injury. I was just talking about the work capacity and the amount of work they do per session.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, that'd be just more. I mean, they do more than 10 reps, I think.
Yeah, so they couldn't plug that into an Excel sheet. That's for sure.
I went to a dance. I went to a dance studio last week.
Oh, what kind of dance studio?
Ballroom dancing.
Oh, okay. I was gonna make a funny joke, but yeah.
That's, what was the dancing? Break dancing? B-boy dancing?
I was gonna say Chippendales, but or La Bear. That one.
Those are male strip clubs for people who don't know.
Yeah, I was gonna say that reference might go over some people's heads. Yeah.
Nah, everyone knows what that is. They're just afraid to admit that they went there. Everyone. Should we do a podcast from a male strip club?
It's up to you.
Hey, it's your podcast, Josh.
What do you think?
This is Anas's podcast. Actually, never. Sorry, Josh. Anas, what do you think?
Yeah, this is Anas's podcast.
Yeah, we have to do one from inside a male strip club.
Can we be inside the DJ booth?
Oh snap! Yeah, we have to be inside the DJ booth, and we have to call the names of the people coming out. But
anyway, yeah, what are we going to be
before we?
What are we going to talk about?
Okay. Go ahead. There you go.
We're gonna talk about staying in shape for being a male stripper.
I was trying to stop the conversation before I went there, but I'm not. So
I mean, you already started it.
Yeah, you already started it. Yeah, we're riding this train.
Wanted to talk about the dance studio real quick.
Okay, go ahead. Give us your elevator pitch about the dance studio.
Check this out. So we did some dancing. It was nice. Little rumba. A little bit of a East Coast swing kind of situation, but check this out. Afterwards, I'm talking to the dance instructor, 20-year-old Hungarian immigrant. She's been here for like 2 years, and dancing is what she loves, and dancing is all she loves. So check this out. I'm like, hey, so like, explain to me like competitions, like dance competitions. Like, what do you do? She's like, oh well, you know, we get like really nice dresses, we get spray tan, we have to dance in front of judges with other couples, and she's like, we try to differentiate ourselves from everybody else. And I'm like, damn, that sounds a lot like
bodybuilding.
So I was like, huh. I was like, do you know about bodybuilding? She's like, no. I was like, okay, well, let me show you something. And so I showed her like, you know, some people's pages, you know, like people that we know who did bodybuilding, like Maricela, Jay Warren, people like that. And so she's like, huh, it's very similar. She's like, and I'm like, and they do posing in bodybuilding. They pose, like, you know, they do all the stuff. And I talked about that with Randy today. I was like, imagine having a dance instructor come to Metro and teach people how to dance to better their bodybuilding.
Yeah, sure.
And then he's like, well, and then guess what? You know what he said? He's like, well, when I did bodybuilding, I did ballet.
Randy? Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what size ballet shoes did he wear?
It makes sense when you've seen Randy stretch. You've seen him stretch. Where he puts his leg up on the platform. Yeah, he could do a full split.
Yeah, he can do the splits. I couldn't believe my eyes the day he showed me. I was like, never in a million years would I never thought I could see you do that.
Did he show you while you were doing your leg pump? He was just trying to get you excited. He's like, hey, you want to do this one day, buddy?
Yeah, you got to do that. You got to do this.
You got to walk before you run.
Randy, I don't see the correlation between this and that.
He's like, look harder and drink your pancake better.
I guess that's the secret to doing the splits. If that's a secret, I don't want it.
It's all you, Doug. You have it, Randy. It's all you. So anyways,
yeah,
that was my day. That was my week. Research. A lot of research on my end.
Yeah. Did you figure out if you're good at it? You have two left feet or what?
I'm pretty good, actually. It's really expensive. I can't do any more lessons. It's just way too much. $1,200 if I wanted to do a whole program. What? I did a 2-day free trial basically, and then they're like, yeah, program? If you want to do a... yes, there's three
like
tiers.
Powerlifting program, like, but
I told her, I'm
dancing.
Like, I told her, like, do you use Excel? Reps? I swear to God, I asked her, do you use Excel? You know what she said?
Well.
No, I use paper.
You didn't ask her that. You didn't ask her that.
I swear to God. No, I swear I did. I told her, I said, like, do you use Excel or Google
what
Sheets?
What RPE does it go to? Yeah.
I was just like, no, I just use paper and pencil. I said, what? I said, what do you mean? How do you? I said, is that so you can go past 10? That's what you could.
Maybe. Who knows?
All right. The joke for people who don't know is that powerlifters are lazy and we don't do more than 10 reps. Just a heads up.
If you're using a good formula, like, it shouldn't go that high. Yeah. Like, there has to be some sort of cap.
Yeah. Like a sum formula, or like a count if function. Yeah. Or like a macro. Yeah. You could do all that.
Yeah. It's like when you use like a estimated ERM calculator, and you go off of something ridiculous, like your 10 RM, and it gives you like a ridiculous amount.
Let me try that right now. Hold on a second. That's good. That's a good point. ERM calculator. Test my ERM.
Yeah. Put in your best like 10 rep max for like your shoulder press or something.
Okay. Let's see. All right. So 1 rep max calculator. Lift. What lift are we doing? Oh, okay, it's just a...
just any lift. Just a general calculator.
I think I can do I can do 245 for 10 reps on bench. So my one rep max calculation This is not that bad. It says 326. That's pretty close, Josh. Why are you shitting on this?
All right, well, maybe you found like a pretty decent one.
I'm sorry for plugging holes in you. give me a rep, give me 10 rep max that you do, Josh. What's your 10 rep max on?
I don't know what a 10 rep max. I haven't done 10 reps in like, what, 10 reps? You know who you're talking to, right?
That's the cat, remember?
That is the cap, but I can't say I've done 10 reps on anything in any of the compounds in forever. Well, maybe right. That's why I'm not growing.
Maybe.
Yeah, I need to push my limits and go above and beyond.
I think if I plugged it into like that calculator, like my squat, for example, like it'll give me like a 650 squat when like there I can barely squat 550.
Don't you do that? I'm pretty sure you
do. Yeah, I do.
In the final moments of the podcast, what were your last week numbers? Didn't you do like a final block that was like pretty big?
The last session, yes. Well, what did I do? I had a big squat PR. Squatted 237, which is what, 523 for four.
Damn.
And the funny thing about that, like I try to record it. And before,
I dropped my phone, but you said 523 for four. I was trying to get the number.
Oh, yeah.
520. So your one rep max right now, Anas, sorry to cut you off, is 570.
Hell yeah. Look at that.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
and that's if it's like an all out max, right?
Yeah.
Like I did, like it's a full rep for a max. It wasn't a full rep max. Like I had like about one or two left in the tank.
Okay.
And it's still inflated. I mean, I think it's still inflated.
Yeah. Your max is 607.4.
Anas is definitely going to squat 607.
Yeah, I'm definitely good for like 607 right now. I try to record it, and I double check my phone like to check if it's recording, and like it was recording, and I just like do my set and everything. I finish. I was like, damn, like that was like the best squat set of my life, and I go to my phone just like check it. And like I stop recording, then like the whole video just disappears. I'm like, come on!
Wow!
Like this one, I recorded my warm ups and everything. Like everything recorded, just my top set, the last top set of the whole block. It wouldn't record.
Hell yeah! And so, how'd you get that video on us?
Oh yeah, David pulled up the security camera footage.
Oh, David pulled up the security camera, huh?
Good one.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah,
when he posted that video, I thought something happened. I thought you got hurt because I'm like, why is he posting up a convenience store camera security footage?
You thought he got like kidnapped or something.
Yeah, I thought JD ran through another wall or something. Or I thought somebody came and like tried to shoot up the place and like rob y'all or something.
Where are they going to rob?
Exactly. They would have been disappointed. They probably thought you were like another Shipley's or something. I don't know.
They're meant to go to like the CC's next door.
Yeah, they're like, hey, give me all the pizza you can eat for only $3.99 or whatever it is. I don't even know what the
thing
is.
Pretty like, good. Congrats,
yeah, congrats on us.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Thanks, bro. Thanks.
How do you
we're all hey, we're man. All making gains. Abe is
kinda
using
work out.
AI. Nas is repping 500.
And Josh uses meth.
Apparently.
Josh, I saw you. Why are you benching 315 casually now like it's nothing? What's going on there, man?
It's my time, dude. It's finally coming.
With a long time pause coming. And everything.
Yeah. Like, and the strange thing is, like, I've been the same body weight. Like, really hasn't fluctuated. So like, you know, it's not because I've like put on more muscle or I've like recomped or anything. I'm just, you know, more efficient, you know, neurologically. Yeah, I mean, so
you just deadlifted 565.
Yeah.
Like, crazy. 315, yeah. 405 for four. So 405 for four, what RP was that, Josh?
That'll give like you a 590 squat.
All right.
If 405, let's say if you have a 6 rep max at 405, 470. It's pretty, I think Josh is good for more.
Oh, that's
say
cool.
405.
Yeah, that's That's
pretty close. 10 reps of 405, I'm pretty sure. So that means your max is 540.
Okay, do this. 480 for 9.
480 for 9?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the number is going to be?
650.
Close to 600. 618, yeah. 618. Yeah, there's no way. Because I did 480 for... There's no way. I did it for like what, 7, like with 2 reps left in the tank. Like, yeah. There's no way I can, like, I'm not even close to that.
Ah, come on. Not with that attitude.
We got to be realistic here, Abe.
Yeah, that's like plus like 40 pounds to like my actual squat minimum.
Jeez Louise.
Come on.
You got to be taking the GMO cow to obtain that.
I know. So that's what you do. Go to Walmart. Buy some Fairlife. Buy a steak.
Ask them for the good steak.
Yeah. The one. Did y'all see those videos of how Walmart would take like pieces of different meats and use like a meat glue and then put them together to make like a whole steak? Have y'all seen that?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's real, but.
Oh, I'm sure they do that. I mean.
It doesn't bother me. As long as the prices are cheap, it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, like, but you know, when you go to Walmart, you know what you're in for. You're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
we're not going to Walmart because it's the freshest ingredients. You know what I mean?
We're not looking for 3-star gourmet, you know, top of the line here.
I'm looking for GMOs, crack.
There we go.
And we go. At least 10 of the 12 eggs are not broken. That's what I'm looking for.
If it kind of passes FDA, we're good. You know, it's fine. Yeah. Like, no
as long
worries.
As the FDA... If it doesn't have to pass FDA, as long as the FDA is not like, whoa, 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 stop that. Like,
yeah, there you go.
FDA can be like,
I have this one. I remember going to Walmart once, and like I was trying to find a deodorant, and I just I opened one. I was like, I wonder what this smells like. So I open it, and there's like a hair stuck on it.
Oh no!
Left the hair on and put it back.
They used it.
They used it.
They wanted to try it on first to see if they were probably going to come back and buy it later if they liked it.
So that's what I was thinking. Yeah. For you. Did they take the little plastic thingy off? Because you know there's that little plastic part that
I forgot. I just remember opening one and seeing a hair on it. I have no idea.
Oh, they probably took off the plastic cap.
Then they used it on themselves and they had hair.
They didn't even put the plastic cap back on. The savages.
Imagine they put
you
the
better
plastic
hope
cap
they
on.
Use it on their armpits and not their other regions.
Exactly.
I don't know what happened.
Just deodorizing their gooch.
I ended up buying that one actually.
Hey, and I've actually had it ever since. Yeah. I haven't used it. I just open it every now and again to remind myself why I should go to Target.
Oh man.
Damn. All right,
real quick. Anas. Mm-hmm. Did you finish the new Demon Slayer?
No, I haven't started watching it, no.
Oh man.
We're gonna talk about it?
Yeah, we're gonna spoil it all right now, episode by episode.
We're gonna spoil it. I'll watch it this week, and like he can spoil all of it. Actually, I don't even care that much about Demon Slayer. Go ahead, spoil it for me.
All right, so check this out. Tamato, the main character, he's a Demon Slayer. So be careful.
Oh, nice. I love it.
He slays. Let's just say it like this. He slays a few demons, if you know what I mean. He slays them, baby.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah. Oh, nice. Nice, nice. Yeah, watch it sometime this week and we'll come back next week.
Give us a full recap of Demon Slayer. And if you haven't watched it already, you better hurry up before we ruin it for you.
I mean, it'll be done for like 2 weeks now, so yeah, we'll ruin it. Amen.
So next week, we're going to be talking about Demon Slayer, spoiling it for Anas if he hasn't watched it yet. I'm going to be talking about the super secret hidden gym that's near my area. I'll go check it out and give you a full recap of my experience there. May even post a few things on the Chalk My Back Instagram, which the only way you'll know if we do or do not post on that page is if you follow us on Instagram at Chalk My Back. Listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts: Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. Tuesdays. New episodes every Tuesday. And yeah, stay tuned. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Year.
Bye-bye.